Honestly, I was going to see how
Countdown.
long I could keep Steve going with you just sitting
Oh.
there politely not saying anything.
The problem is I have so many things to say and my mind is in so many different places right now.
What do you want to get off your chest right now? We
So
have you
first
have
of all, I have a
the
lot of
floor.
anger. I have a lot of anger at Australia in general.
Australia.
Australia, for other reasons.
For other reasons. This project I'm working on just as people are insane. And I can
Nerd.
see why they lost the war to emus just based on that alone. And secondly, they
Uh-oh.
deserve to lose in the World Baseball Classic because of my anger.
Wow. Them fighting words.
So, okay, so I'm so like far afield, no pun intended, of watching baseball anymore or sports generally. I know that the World Baseball Classic is going on because there are a whole bunch of games here the past few days. My take is that I feel like of the non-United States or Latin American countries, every other country in the World Baseball Classic is just Americans cosplaying as that country. Is that
Oh, okay. So like
fair?
Korea, I get that. Japan, I get
Well,
that.
okay. I
Chinese
will take
Taipei, not so much.
I'll take Korea and Japan out because they actually have baseball culture there. But I mean, like of the European countries in
Oh,
particular,
the Europores.
plus I guess Israel.
Yeah,
I
but Israel
mean,
kind of got crushed.
yeah, I know.
Isn't it kind of
It
what
was fun.
happens in like hockey too? Like, pretty much all of the NHL is basically the World Hockey Cup, right? Because like they're coming from all different countries, and the NHL has to literally stop play during the Olympics because like 90% of them go to their respective countries to play.
Sure. I mean, it's very mercenary in nature, though. Like, you can
That's
outsource
fair.
your team.
Oh, really? I
Feel
didn't know you could
like
do that in like the Olympics.
yeah, in the Olympics, China gets a bunch of competitors from the US to come play for them.
Really?
Yeah, Eileen Gu.
How does that work?
Who gets paid?
Who gets paid? It's an interesting question. I've only looked at the surface level information of this, so
Interesting.
I'm shooting from the hip, but if you want, I can go get to like Ice Store or something like that and pull up something from Questlaw. Or I can, oh, let me ask, Oscar, I'll ask Grok. My favorite,
Very
right?
good.
My, oh, I only use right wing AIs to answer
I'll
questions for
only
people.
use right wing AIs, I
That's how
say.
I know my weather information is accurate.
I actually saw something on Threads the other day, and it was someone had screenshot something from Grok, and it was basically like get like roast Elon Musk for me, and it was pretty brutal, actually. It
Really?
was yeah. And it ended with basically he needs to get off this planet and go to Mars. We'd all be better off for it, or something like
Come.
that.
I hope
It was
so.
pretty harsh. I was surprised.
Those
I think because I
language
got called
models are
out,
learning.
glazing him too much.
Good Lord. I mean, he'll probably get a complex because of it and just like shut it all down, which would be actually better for all of us.
Well, that's why he had like a Chinese bot farmer leveling his Path of Exile account. He got called out for it.
Of course he did. And his Diablo account too.
Oh,
He
absolutely.
did not earn any of that stuff because he didn't know like when he was showing everyone his build in Path to Exile, he had no idea how any of it worked. It was very funny to watch. It's a very funny video.
Disgusting.
It blew my mind. But yeah, and he brags about being like one of the top like 10 people, and it's like you didn't earn any of this. Anywho. All right. So what's been going on, guys? It's been a couple of weeks since we got together. How's everyone been
Yeah.
doing?
It could always be worse. That's the way that's the way I
Fair
look
enough.
at it. It could always be
All
worse.
right. That's sad.
Although I have a smile on my face.
Good. That is the most important
So I'm
part.
with my I'm amongst friends.
Yes, you are. You can say whatever you want. You are
I'm
amongst
safe.
us.
And you've removed the one that's causing the trouble from your house,
That's
so
right.
it seems. Yeah.
That's right. I said, get out of here.
No,
Don't come back
we
until you
don't
have a
need
smile on your face.
you.
I pulled the Shawn Michaels on him.
You're not coming back until you're ready to drop the strap to Bret Hart.
Oh, what would Hulk Hogan say? It's like, I'm not doing that, brother. It's not gonna happen for the Hulkster.
Oh,
Creative
God.
control.
Creative control always. Oh man, I actually watched 2025 Elimination Chamber
From last year?
from last year.
Why?
It's a new series on Netflix that they added, I guess, as like a like to promote it. I don't know why. I was like in a haze and I was like, let me just watch some like classic Elimination Chamber real quick.
So you watched the one from 2025?
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. And it was in Canada. And it was like the women's match was obviously not really up to par, but the Kevin Owens match.
Wait, was there a women's Elimination Chamber?
It's never any good. It's not even close to being entertaining. It's just kind of, it exists. For a vacuum. For a reason, I guess. But like, insanity. I watched the KO / what's the space, the Sami Zayn KO match, and it was actually, I was sports entertained.
Well, they have like really good chemistry because they've done that forever with each other.
They're Canadian.
Both Canadian. Sami Zayn Canadian?
Yeah, he's from Quebec.
I thought he was Syrian.
I think that's only like when he gets X-Pac heat.
Oh.
Good lord.
Yes. Yeah, when he wants the prestige, he
so
serious.
So how is it? Why did you choose last year's Elimination Chamber? Is there like,
I don't know. I was drunk.
Was it a process of elimination?
It was a process. Oh, fuck. Look at this guy over here. You could say I just was like, what happened last year? Because I didn't watch, I barely watched any WWE. And then
What happened last year? I mean, realistically, I haven't watched, like, I've watched every now and then, but I haven't watched continuously since, like, Attitude Era ended.
I mean, Steve and I had a resurgence in the mid-2000s to the early aughts, or the aughts to the mid-aughts to the early teens.
Yeah.
Is that fairly accurate?
Yeah, that's fair.
What year did we go to the Royal Rumble? Was that 2017? It must have been 2017, because Max was born, but he was a baby. Yeah, it must have been 2017.
Did you take him to the Royal Rumble, too?
No. No, he did not come.
That would have been awesome.
That would have been cool.
I have a picture somewhere.
That's amazing. Yeah, Royal Rumble is, like, the coolest part of, like, any, like, it's the best event.
We also, like, walked the entire city of San Antonio that day.
Yeah, I don't know what you're smoking.
Damn.
We were smoking lots of drinks.
Yeah, that's true. We were vibing.
So we had hung out on the Riverwalk for a little too long. And then we found some breweries, and then we kept walking.
We kept going.
Alcohol is my anti-drug. There you go.
That's right. Straight edge.
And cause and solution to all of life's problems.
This is beautiful. This is beautiful. Steve, $1 million question. Have you seen Scream 7 yet?
No, not yet. It is. Oh, okay. I unfortunately have a limited amount of time for anything in life.
I understand. Yeah.
That is on my list, though.
So, like, this kind of happened to me this week because I've realized that how different of a life I am leading than most people. Because, like, I was excited that Resident Evil Requiem came out, a new video game, Resident Evil. And I spent all weekend, like, playing it and, like, 100% of the game. And I was like, you know, I just put it up on our Discord, like one of our servers together. And I was like, hey, look, I did it. And then, like, no one had any, you know, like, oh, yeah, I haven't even started it yet. And I was like, oh, right, because you guys have kids and lives. And I took a different path in life. I'm not sad about it. Like, I like how the things turned out. It's just, like, it's weird that I can't even, like, you know, talk to my friends about that kind of stuff anymore because it's like, kids, and that's good. Kids are important. It's just, it's very interesting. No?
Yeah, I told Max the other day that, like, he needs to take care of himself because I really might need that kidney at some point. And he, like, looked at me and he's just like, the funny thing is he knew the reference. He knew that I was referencing an old Simpsons episode where Homer donates his kidney, or is supposed to donate his kidney to his dad, and Homer runs.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, he's sly devil. And then we proceeded to have a conversation where I tried to stump him on Simpsons. And he got pretty far. He doesn't really watch much of season one or two, which is fair. But
yeah,
I was like, you know the one where there's the guy pretending to be Michael Jackson who's actually voiced by Michael Jackson, but they couldn't say it? And he's like, no. And I was like, oh, you should check that out. I think it's season two.
I thought that was three.
I'm pretty sure it's two. It's Stark Raving Dad is the name of the episode. It's famous for the Lisa, it's your birthday song.
Yep. Happy birthday, Lisa.
Was there a Lisa taxes joke? I was trying to say somebody had referenced it on Reddit earlier and I thought I was right.
Season 3, episode 1. According to Google.
Wait, what was it?
Season 3, episode 1, Stark Raving Dad.
That was the season premiere?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Well, you were right, but I was not terribly off.
No, I didn't. That was not like trying to be correct. I was just, you know, I wanted to know.
Yeah, he said that he doesn't really watch much of season 3 either, and then he referenced Whacking Day and Camp Krusty, which are both season 4. Yeah, you know, Camp Krusty season 4.
You definitely have to school him on the old school Simpsons. Come on.
I mean, he gets all the references, which is kind of fun. And on President's Day, he was home from school, and I was like, let's watch a like presidential movie. So we ended up watching Dr. Strangelove.
Excellent choice.
And he was into it, but he was like asking me all these questions, and I was like, and then there were so many it's like the Leonardo DiCaprio pointing meme where he's like looking at the screen, he's like, wait. I was like, I know.
Yeah.
I that same thing happened to me the first time I saw this movie. I was like, I know this entire movie despite having never seen it before.
Yep. Craziness. Does it hit a little too close to home right now?
Dr. Strangelove?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what you mean.
Fair enough. We'll move on. No politics on the podcast. I get it.
Oh, no, we can do politics. I mean, it's kind of I don't know. I feel like it's going to be screaming into the void at this point. But
I know, right? Doesn't really do much for anyone.
I mean, at least we've launched a jihad against, you know.
We were so worried about everyone else waging a religious war.
Like, wait, holy wars are—they're fun when we do them. We're like, no, sir, no. Do you not understand the irony of what you're saying?
No, they don't. You don't. That's the point.
Yeah.
The dude literally has a Nazi tattoo.
Yeah. Well.
Like. All right, we're done. Steve, you were going to say something. We already continued on about Simpsons.
Well, I was going to ask if you has anybody else seen any new TV or movies other than Scream?
Well, I've seen Scream, but I won't say anything until you've seen it because we will discuss it.
Without spoiling it, how did you feel about it?
Yes, I was good with it. I liked it better than the two in between with like the two sisters without Sydney. This one was good. I there were a couple plot holes. But I get
they had to rewrite it because those people, because everybody left and what's her face left, right? The two of them left.
Both sisters left. So it's now just, it's Sydney again. It's Sydney and her family, which is good. It's way better than the other ones.
Perfect.
So I will leave it there.
I love it. How did our Lord and Savior Matthew Lillard fare?
He is in it.
Yeah.
He did an incredible job.
Good.
And I'm very glad. I can't say anymore. Without
Fair. So no, I get it.
He does an incredible job. It's good, and they did his character justice.
Okay.
Are you guys going to watch Outcome when that comes out?
I don't know what that is.
What is it?
Keanu Reeves, and it's directed by Jonah Hill.
I don't know about that.
Cameron Diaz is in it. Jonah Hill, Martin Scorsese.
What?
Wait, okay, is there a trailer for that? We have to watch this.
Yeah, there is. You can pull it up.
This sounds like an SNL sketch.
It really does.
It's a real thing.
All right, here we go.
There's also a new horror TV show coming out.
Really? Oh, because I'm in a private browser. It doesn't...
Widow's Bay is coming out.
No free ads, guys.
No free ads. All
right, here we go.
You have to trust me on this. Why should I? After what happened last time? This is different. Just listen. Fine. Talk.
It felt very AI.
Yeah, it was fucking okay. All right.
Also, they made Gwyneth Paltrow look like Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah.
Wait, so it is a real show?
It's a real movie.
But Matt found the AI trailer for something that's not actually real.
That does happen. That does happen.
But I can't find a real trailer.
Let me see. Nope.
Does this movie not have a trailer?
No. Mr. Beast paid for all the trailers to get erased.
Okay. This is the same awful AI one. Is the first result on YouTube.
Oh, someone juked the algorithm.
Yeah, I feel like Keanu Reeves people would not let him be in a Jonah Hill movie. I feel like they would be like, and he would probably be like, I don't want to do that anyway.
Yeah, it is.
And also, I think Cameron Diaz is retired from acting.
I know, but it's real.
I mean, it's real in that it exists.
It's an Apple TV movie.
Okay.
When I find a trailer, I will. But that's as interesting that there's a Keanu Reeves movie that exists that it doesn't have a trailer.
It doesn't have a trailer. It's like
five, and it's coming out in like a month?
Yeah, in a month.
Damn. This is definitely Jonah Hill on like one of his coke fiend, like coke fueled.
Ozempic, coke fueled.
Yeah, Ozempic and coke.
Deadly. The 80s are back, baby.
That's right. Uppers and downers, and I can study real good.
Oh man. All right. Any other good movies or TV anyone watched lately?
We saw Wuthering Heights in the theater the other day.
Oh, how was that?
It's really good.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely... Did you guys see... why am I blanking on the name now? The really messed up movie that she did. The director.
Oh.
With Barry Keoghan and...
yes.
Why am I not? Oh, Saltburn.
Yes. There you go.
So... Oh, you should, Steve.
You would definitely like that.
Okay.
Yeah, watch it with your wife too. I feel like
Saltburn.
Okay.
Yeah, Saltburn.
It's a good family movie.
Okay.
Yeah, totally. Well,
it came out in 2023.
Yeah, that long ago? Damn, I'm old. Time flies.
IMDb.
I believe you. So yeah, Wuthering Heights, same director. Is this
I never read the book. Did you guys read it?
No,
my
fiance did, and she really wants to see the movie.
Oh, you should go with her. So I'll say this. Mm-hmm. So Emerald Fennell, mm-hmm. is the director.
Mm-hmm.
I actually knew her. Steve, you would know this because you're a Crown junkie like me. She plays Camilla on season 5 of The Crown.
Ooh,
no, yeah. 4? Okay. 4. Season 4 of The Crown. She also directed Saltburn.
Whoa,
she got an interesting style. It was a very beautifully shot movie. I thought the acting was very good. I don't know. It's an incredibly sad story. But I thought it was well done. It moved well, it was based well. Yeah.
Is it like as messed up as the as his other movie, or is it pretty?
No.
Okay.
I mean there's definitely some aspects to it that are like, oh, this is kind of weird.
Okay.
But it fits the style of the movie. Saltburn is like a, well, I think Steve should see it.
Yeah,
we should get Steve's unspoiled thoughts on Saltburn.
I'm grabbing it now.
And then what I'd really like is for Steve to take a bath after that and then see how that feels. Matt knows what I'm talking about.
Do it. That's exactly what you should do. All right. What else?
Oh, I don't know if I talked about it recently, but we also like a month or so ago watched Nuremberg.
Oh,
yeah.
With Russell Crowe as Garing.
Yeah,
I loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
Did he do a good job?
I thought he did a great job, and okay. You know, I thought his German was good. I mean, it felt like. I mean, Russell Crowe looks so different than he used to. That's so fair. I also feel like it's a little easier to like kind of separate current Russell Crowe from like Gladiator and Beautiful Mind Russell Crowe. But he's great. Rami Malek was great.
Oh, I love Rami Malek.
Yeah. Okay. It was also well-paced. Michael Shannon's in it. I love Michael Shannon.
All right, I'm in. I will definitely watch that then. Because like there hasn't been much else. Like I know the Peaky Blinders movie came out, which I kind of like lost interest in a while ago.
Yeah, like, I kind of teared off like around season 3.
I don't know if I want to see the movie. I know it's like supposed to be the conclusion, but I'm not motivated to do it. I don't know, and I definitely don't want to see that Bride movie where they like I don't know what they did to Frankenstein.
Oh, the one with Christian Bale.
Yeah, that looks so weird. I'll wait till I might watch that on like video. I don't know if I'll go to a theater and pay for it.
For some reason, I thought that was coming direct to streaming. I didn't realize that was getting released in theaters.
Yeah, it got a theatrical, which is insane.
Crazy. Oh.
Anywho, yeah, fun stuff. All right. Well, I guess with that, we should move on to tonight's main event. Something that we've never done on the show before, which is revisit a show that's already been. Voted binge-worthy, but this is a reboot? What do we call this? A continuation, a reboot?
It wouldn't be a reboot.
Yeah. Okay, I guess not. Yeah, because it's like the same cast, right? They're just coming back and it's a new...
Yeah.
So a revival, we'll call it?
There we go. That's a good word.
Okay, all right. It is a revival of the television show Scrubs, something that I loved growing up, except for the last, you know, that season that didn't happen.
So, okay, not to spoil anything, but you realize that they have, like, retconned that.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so that just doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Very good, very good. Awesome. So, I'm Sean, you watched the first two?
First three, actually.
Oh, first three. Okay, very good. What about you, Steve?
No.
Okay,
I haven't watched Scrubs.
Steve doesn't have time for...
Oh, right.
He's got to deal with a full house full of family and children and miscreants.
And my anime waifu.
And Australians.
It's just chaos over at that household. I was about to say your last name live on air, and I did not want to do that. Not doxing. So Sean, what were your expectations going in? Like, what did you want to see? And like, was it like, what did you expect?
I don't know if I really had any expectations. I was looking forward to it just because I liked Scrubs. I don't know if I expected it to be anything other than Scrubs.
Fair.
I do think it's kind of weird in a post-Pitt world to have like a new medical show, quote unquote new medical show, come out.
Yeah.
And not be like more like the Pitt.
Yes.
In terms of at least some form of realism. But the nice thing is, because you already have the cast, you know, the entire cast is back outside of, obviously, the actor who played Dr. Kelso is no longer living. And they all have really good chemistry, and they still do. So,
okay.
I was just, you know, I went in with low expectations. I have, without going too far into it yet, I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. But yeah, no, I didn't expect it to be anything more than just more Scrubs.
See,
and
I think,
not season 9. Like, we can just completely delete Dave Franco from existence.
Yeah, yeah. I think the most interesting thing, though, is that my expectations actually went up recently after but you know, when I heard there was a Scrubs revival, I was initially kind of like, okay, maybe this could be good, I guess. But then I started watching, you know, like Ted Lasso and Shrinking, and like Bill Lawrence still knows how to make a good show. And I, like, he's actually improved his writing since then.
Yeah.
So like, I'm kind of interested to see what happens if he goes back to Scrubs. And mm-hmm. I'm worried that raised my expectations too much, right? Because like, I love both Ted Lasso and Shrinking. I think they're great. So now it not only does it have to live up to my nostalgia of Scrubs, but it has to live up to, you know, like the things that came after.
Yeah, I get that. And he had another show that just came out. I watched the first. Rooster is also a Bill Lawrence show, which I did not realize. The Steve Carell show on Rooster? HBO. Cool. Yeah. McGinley shows up in it.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, I do think that his writing has improved. My opinion on Bill Lawrence is that Shrinking is far and away his best work. And I just don't see anything else he does. And I wasn't a Ted Lasso person, but I just don't see anything else that he could do at this point, like touching that. And that's including Scrubs original run.
Yeah.
It's hard to compete though, when you have like Harrison Ford and like peak acting ability on your show every week.
Very fair. No, totally.
But I was just looking for the good chemistry back. You know, I think they're doing a good job with working in new cast members in a way that feels organic and not like season 9.
Good. That's
but I won't go further into it because you haven't watched any of it yet, have you?
No, I have not.
Mm.
But I will after, you know, I'm probably going to watch the first one and then we'll probably watch more, you know, obviously as soon as we're done. So depending on how it goes.
I would say that there is one very conspicuous absence so far, and I'm a little bummed about it, but I won't go into it just yet.
All right. Very good. Steve, as someone who's never watched Scrubs, what is your, but you have watched Shrinking or Ted Lasso, right?
I watched Ted Lasso, but not Shrinking.
Okay. All right. So what are your expectations going into this? Like knowing nothing about even the history of Scrubs. Well, I guess you knew about it right back.
I knew about it. I think it's kind of like the same vibes as like a comedy, but I get the format's probably gonna be like House, I would think.
I mean, I don't know how they're gonna do these ones, but we'll see.
Okay. What was the old ones like?
I mean, the old ones, it was a sitcom. It was like a 20-minute, like it was comedy, but yeah, there was definitely
but no House. Laugh track. Yeah,
no. It was not like a you know, normal sitcom, but it was more like yeah, like it kind of did like Dr. Cox definitely reminds me of House, to be honest. I think, I mean, honestly, they're
I never thought about that before. That's interesting. I haven't watched a ton of House, but I think that's a good comparison.
Well, you know, it wasn't the thing never occurred to me, connection between the two until I saw an episode of House where House is knocking on, you know, his best friend Wilson's door. Mm. And he's like, come on. I know they're in there. I know you're in there. I can hear you caring. And that's it. So it just, to me, sounded like something Dr. Cox would say.
Yeah.
So I just kind of made that, and then, you know, but anyway, we can talk about that afterwards. Yeah, so let's watch. This is the revival. It came out, 2 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so I'm kind of excited to see what, you know, modern-day Scrubs is and how Dr. Cox adapts to any of this, which I think will be hilarious. Anything else anyone else want to discuss before we go right into the show?
You might cry.
Oh, really? Already? Damn. In episode
one? You might cry. You might cry. No, I'm just saying. You might. It's shit. Okay if you do.
I mean, I will openly admit, like, there are episodes of Scrubs where I've cried.
Well, I mean, you would have to be inhuman to not cry during at least, there's at least one episode where you should cry.
Yeah, Brendan Fraser, that one.
Man, I'm so glad he's back.
I know, I really am. I love Brendan Fraser.
I'm so glad they're making another Mummy, too, with everybody.
Right? I just saw a preview for a new Mummy that I thought was like going to be the Brendan Fraser one when like people talked about, oh, there's a new Mummy coming out, but it was completely different and really weird and dark. Have you guys seen this other one?
Is it an AI trailer?
No, it is not. We'll watch it after the Scrubs. It is fucking weird. It was the trailer before Scream, which also there's a trailer. There's a new scary movie that's coming back. Oh, cool. Scream's back. They're doing a new, but it's the original Wayans Brothers, like R-rated. It was a Red Band trailer.
Okay.
Cool. Anyway, again, things to talk about after. So we completely moved on from Scrubs. So here, without further ado, after I get, because now the soundboard isn't working. Season one of the reboot or a revival or just season 9 of Scrubs or season 10 of Scrubs. Either way, here's the new season. What one of my best transitions so far.
Beep, 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 beep. Sorry, I was a little hoarse there because I had coughed in a minute.
Yeah, that was that definitely teared me up a little bit. That first episode. Is Dr. Cox gone? Like, is he not coming back for the rest of the season? Or John Cena?
I don't know. I haven't looked. He wasn't in the third episode either. So,
okay.
I'm not sure.
Fair.
But he's in that other show, so maybe I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know.
Who knows? I mean, fair. A lot of plates. I will get into it, Steve. From a new perspective, before I did you say my take, what did you think?
I liked it. I thought it was really good with the storylines. I don't know some of the back memes from the show, the backstories, but it's enough to make it really, really enjoyable. And I like the And you said, sorry, they're retconning some of the show's lore or changing something.
So there was one season, the show was really like 8 seasons, right? And then they kind of wanted to do 8
seasons on NBC.
Yes. ABC picked them up for 2 seasons, right? Or like just one to have a finale. And then they kind of ended it, and then they wanted to keep going, but none of the original cast kind of wanted to do it anymore. Okay. So they kind of tried to do an ER thing where they just brought in new people.
But they didn't handed off the torch. Tried to.
But it didn't work because in ER, the way they did it was they had the background characters become front ground. Like, you always saw them come in and learn before they took, like, you know, the starring role and other doctors left. This kind of was just like, all right, all new doctors, you know, and JD and Turk are gone. So, like, it just didn't work. And apparently they are just not acknowledging that season ever happened, which I'm totally okay with.
And season 8 actually had a finale. I mean, felt very...
It was called, like, the last episode was my ending, right? Like,
no.
It definitely ended. And I don't know why they tried to keep going. Was it just Bill Lawrence wanted to keep, like, doing it? Or I don't know.
There had to have been something with ABC and NBC and how ABC came to buy the rights to it. Or I guess Disney came to buy the rights to it.
Fair.
I meant not to a new girl's house, so I'm not going to conjure the mouse tonight because I feel like that would probably throw her off her game while she's working.
Understood. No mouse. I get it. But yeah, I think this is definitely more of what I would, if there was a season 9, this is what I would hope for. So I think the one thing I wanted to discuss a little bit before we get into kind of like the logistics of the show is, like, maybe I am more like Dr. Cox, more old school, but like, I don't want, like, first of all, there's nothing inspirational about Instagramming your entire doctor career. That's really messed up. I don't want to who's like,
that's
oh,
a
God,
plot sorry. Line on the pit too with what's her name?
Oh,
I don't like
yes.
that either. I've talked about it.
Dr. Sharma's really doctor.
And she's not even a doctor.
Student doctor.
Yep.
Student doctor.
Left that part out, didn't she? And we'll talk about the pit too, because like that end, you guys are caught up, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I haven't watched the last episode.
Oh, okay. Then we won't talk about it. Never mind. But like, not just the Instagram thing, but like, I want a doctor who, I don't want a doctor who's like, no thanks, I saw one on YouTube, so now I know what to do. Like, I want my doctor trained like Dr. Cox, you know, like, that's what makes you.
I don't want you to learn how to fix my internal organs and stitch me up in the same way I learned macrame. Aww.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
So that was a little, and like, you know, working long hours and like, you know, like, yes, the nicknames and everything, like, especially because that doctor or that like lady who's in charge of feelings, the feelings police, was just got angry and started giving other guys like just as much and like making fun of people. Like, I don't know. That stuff kind of bothers me that like, maybe I am just more like Dr. Cox and just don't get it today. But like, how in this profession, I understand that like things need to change. All right. Like things were really awful for a long time. But you have literal people's lives in your hands. Uh-oh.
Oh, sorry. I don't know. Okay. I popped the ball up for a second. I was handing it to Shelby. She's trying to get me to give it to one of the cats who's clearly underage.
Of course, it's awful, awful. But anyway, that's my two cents. I just kind of think, like, in this kind of profession, life is tough. There is no, like, safe space or anything. You have literal lives depending on you. Suck it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. Maybe that is too harsh in today's terms, but that one little thing bothered me. Besides for that, I really liked it. I don't know. Am I talking out of, like, is that too much right now?
Really, I think honestly, there's got to be a middle ground. Okay, you know, fair. And we can go into the pit a little bit without going into the last episode, but kind of looking at, like, from the perspective of, like, someone like Langdon.
Yeah.
Clearly, you know, he's been practicing for a few years as resident, knows what he's doing, has had issues with substance abuse and actually stealing from, you know, the hospital's pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a way to that shouldn't be happening anymore. Like, not that, like, if you have an addiction problem, I'm setting that aside, but, like,
yeah,
that scenario where you're driven to stress, where you're driven to in the workplace because of the workplace, is, I don't think that's good, but I think there has to be some type of intensity that you are still trained with, that you're still exposed to a whole bunch of different things.
Yeah.
Where, particularly in medicine, but even, like, I see it in, like, my line, like,
yeah,
man, Gen Z lawyers are soft.
Really?
And I don't know what it is. I you know, but, like, I'm not going to be the person to go and, you know, be a jerk to, you know, somebody of who's course. Less experienced or younger than me. Like, I was bullied by many a superior, and it gave me a thick skin. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, it was traumatic. It sucked.
I mean, yeah, I think we all went through some. I mean, not in, like, the lawyer intensity, I'm sure, but I mean, I think we all had jobs like that when we were, you know, just getting out of college and stuff. Like, that was just the work. That was the way the workplace was.
Yeah.
And yeah, I kind of agree that might be too much, but I don't know. I just feel like, especially if you're an I don't know, they're not technically not in the emergency room, but, like, emergency room doctors especially need it. Like, that is stressful. That is the most, you know, burnout in any medical field for a reason. Like, it sucks. But
I mean, we're not talking burnout like in the way the dentist burnout.
No.
Maybe. All right, that was a little dark.
All right, let's move past that, because I really did like the show in general. It really did capture the same kind of chemistry that the old ones did, and that was what I was most concerned with. It somehow they lost it. I am a little upset, like, as someone, you know, like JD and Elliot, like, on and again, off again, it kind of does seem like we just ruined, like, bringing the show back. Obviously you need conflict, but I think that's the biggest problem with any sequel, is that you kind of ruin the happy ending, right? Like, because you need things to happen to make the show interesting. So you have to ruin the image we all have in our heads of them living happily ever after. So that kind of sucks. That stings a little bit. What are your thoughts, Sean?
I'm actually okay with it. Fair. And I'm trying to think, like, obviously I haven't watched many, like, revivals of shows. Mm-hmm. But I will say, like the U.S. version of The Office, for example. I think the U.S. version of The Office should have ended when Jim and Pam got married, because it ruined the tension. And then when they tried to, like, in later seasons, like, the whole thing is, like, Jim going to cheat on her thing, and she, like, moves to, like, whatever, like, or he tries to go to Philly. I forget exactly what happens.
Yeah.
Like, that whole storyline just felt so contrived and forced, and, like, you kind of end up a lot. I mean, like, during that time, I remember, like, watching that show and be like, I used to really like Jim. He's kind of, like, relate to, like, his, at least, attitude, his nonchalance. But his bemusement. But at the same time, it like wrecked the show, because, in my opinion, it stopped being interesting. The chase was over, right? Like, you had, like, this, like, clear happy ending. And if you're going to bring it back, or if you're going to continue with it, you've got to find a way to bring that tension in. And I think they did a good job with it, because you don't see what happened. Like, there's clearly the jokes that, like, JD had cheated on her.
which, yeah, you know, if you know, his character seems so far afield from what he would do. Mm-hmm. But I think that if they had just like continued, you know, being married or having certainly a happy marriage, yeah, but like, I just think that it wouldn't be as interesting to me. And it almost would. Fair. I think that was one of the issues with season 9, because they did appear in the beginning of season 9 together. And it was like kind of hunky dory. It's like, well, my favorite moments from Scrubs that were not the moments that were like heart wrenching.
Yeah.
Brendan Fraser. You know, like, I forget what season ends with it. I think it's the season finale. The one where they're both like laying on gurneys and Alive with the Glory of Love comes on, and like that whole, yeah, like, and it's like cutting back and forth between, like, you know, like, Ellie was supposed to be getting married, and then JD had what's her name, Elizabeth Banks, at home with the baby. Like, there are all these like things, and it's like, oh, but like, you know, it's still on.
Yeah.
I think it would ruin the tension to have them be happy.
Fair enough.
In a good relationship. And honestly, it seems kind of inconsistent with their level of maturity, because neither one of them was ever a mature character. No. And I feel like it seems a little unreasonable to expect them to mature.
That totally makes sense. Yeah, I kind of agree. I mean, it's a valid point, and I think it's also, I know Bill Lawrence never wanted them to end up together either. From what he said in interviews. So he's kind of had, like, I think he just got to get his wish and they didn't, but we'll see. We'll see. You know, again, it's still, the season's still young. We don't even know if there's going to be, if this is like all the revival's going to be. I think everyone's enjoying it so far. So who knows? Maybe we will get another, you know, couple seasons of this.
I mean, if Zach Braff and Donald Faison doing their rewatch podcast, like, before doing this, allowed them still to do this, that tells me that they like what they're doing.
Yeah.
If they were miserable, if they wanted to move on and do different things, then they would have done it. But they clearly like the vibe, like the story, like the cast, like, you know, I mean, it's a big part of their lives. So
very, very fair. So who were you upset that was gone? I just had a curiosity from the first two episodes.
Okay. This thought crossed my head rewatching these now, and now I haven't Googled it. I'm a little worried. Neil Flynn is alive, right? Like, where is the janitor?
Oh, right. No, he's definitely alive.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, where is he? Or are we going with the janitor was truly never real?
That would be amazing. But no, they acknowledged him, like, later, didn't they?
I think so. But I also don't know if that's my brain being like, yeah, they totally acknowledged. He was real.
Well, shit.
I mean, people acknowledge Brad Pitt in Fight Club, so.
Yeah, fair. Yes, he is back. It's literally the first thing that comes up on Google, Neil Flynn Scrubs reboot.
Oh, and thank God.
He is coming back. It's just not in the early episodes. Okay. Scheduling.
Okay, good. Because I was really worried about that.
Yeah, I'm good with that enough, then. He was working on Shrinking.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So he is apparently, according to the first news result from that Google search, Neil Flynn will be back. I know there's a couple that I couldn't obviously come back, like the nurse.
Yes, she died quite a while ago.
Yeah.
See, I knew her as like the Palmolive lady.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's wonderful. Yeah, Kelso died too. I saw an interview with Kristen Miller, and I got really, who played Kelso's wife. Mm-hmm. Obviously, she's on Shrinking. Yeah. And she's Bill Lawrence's wife in real life. And I was like, I really need McKinley to come. I need Dr. Cox to come back, because I really need her to come back too.
Yeah.
Cause she was like such a fun, like every now and then, you know, pop in and just cause like chaos. and then pop out. But I did see that apparently she's like the music supervisor for all of Bill Lawrence's shows. And it goes back to the pilot of Scrubs. Apparently they were screening it and the music wasn't quite right. And she went to her husband and she was like, hey, can I just give it a go? And he's like, yeah, sure. Go for it. That's and awesome. Since then she's done all of the music, for his TV shows, his many TV shows now.
He's like always hit it out of the park with music too. Like just perfect, pop culture and songs at the exact
time. And I feel kind of bad because I think in my head I always attributed that to Zach Braff.
That's true too. Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, you really quietly just like were an all-star at this and didn't take the credit for it. I'm sure Zach Braff had a role in it, but like,
oh, of course.
It's interesting.
I know like he loves Men Without Hats and What's His Face. Like that, that whole cameo was him.
I come from a land down under.
Yeah. 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 And Krista Miller is back too. So you don't have to worry about that either.
That's good.
So it looks like everyone did eventually come back or will. Do we know how many episodes this is?
I haven't looked. I'm not sure.
Reboot. Ten. Oh, nah. No, nine. So, third of the way there.
I feel like sitcoms should be mandated to be 22. If it's a half-hour sitcom, right? I don't care. I don't care what has happened to TV. If it's a half-hour network TV sitcom, it should be 22 episodes.
Agreed. Yeah, I kind of like where this is going. It still seems like them, but definitely seems like them older, right? Like they didn't learn enough, but they've learned. Like it's a good place to pick up the show again. So it definitely feels good. Steve, as someone who's new to all of this and did enjoy this, would you all be interested in going back and watching the original run of Scrubs?
Yeah. You know, is the juice worth the squeeze?
I would say it's definitely a show. It's also something probably you and your wife would love to watch together. Like it's a good show.
Okay.
Longer seasons. And, you know, obviously there's ups and downs. You know, you don't have to watch the final season on ABC, but there's definitely seven seasons of really good episodes.
And cool. You could probably find a guide somewhere online on Reddit or somewhere where someone's been like, these are the episodes that you can skip. I joke about the 22 episode sitcom, but it's a lot. It's a lot of TV to get through when you have a show that was on NBC for eight seasons, 22 episodes a season. Like that's a project. So find the ones that are, you know, kind of fit into a storyline or, you know, whatever. But yeah, I would go back and watch it.
I think I might actually go back and watch them now. I need, you know, while I'm waiting for other shows.
You know, older Zach Braff, JD kind of reminds me of like older Mark Hoppus, and I don't know what that tells you about me, but
yeah,
maybe it's the cardigan and the hair. I don't know.
I get it. And it's just like I think it's just like shocking to see the people we loved growing up in like, you know, different.
Yeah. Maybe.
And then it kind of makes us reflect on ourselves somehow, like that we're all way different, you know, than we were. Well, kind of. I don't act any different.
Well, to tie it back to what I was saying earlier about Max having this like crazy knowledge of The Simpsons that seemingly came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
We were in the car last week, I think, and we were doing our Simpsons thing. And he's like, wait, so the first episode of The Simpsons was a Christmas episode? I was like, yes, that's correct. It came out around Christmas 1989. I did not watch it then because I would have been turning two at the time. And I didn't actually watch it until I was like Max's age, is about to turn 10.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wasn't allowed to. And then my parents ended up liking it just as much as I did. So we all watched it together. I was like, you know, when I started watching The Simpsons, I was 10.
Yeah.
That's Bart's age. And now I'm Homer's age. And his mind just like, I could see his eyes just like, he's like, whoa. Yeah, it's been on forever.
Yep. It's crazy to think about. I've never like, I have known months of life with, and I don't even remember it, like without The Simpsons. The Simpsons has been literally on my entire like life. And that just blows my mind. Anyway. Yeah. Craziness getting old. And I think this show does a good job of nostalgia, but not over, like you don't have to know the old episodes to get it. I will say I do like that they went to the iPad in the opening.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
So just in the original, they actually put an X-ray up, but now it's just...
It's a nice, subtle... It was paying homage to the original, just throwing up the X-ray film. But like, it's like, clearly that's not happening anymore. So doing it that way was cool. What did you think of the limited time we did get with Dr. Cox, the payoff there at the end of the first episode where he's like, no, I'm hired. You're replacing me. And like, kind of like the, I don't really want to use this phrase, but I can't think of a better way to say it. Like basically giving JD his flowers.
Yeah. That's what I said when I started tearing up. That was it.
Yeah. That got like, it.
JD wanted his entire goddamn life. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, it's actually really big of Dr. Cox to realize that he's not like, this is not for him anymore, you know? Yeah. And he realizes like, cause like in the end, you always knew he loved JD.
Yeah.
Like he really cared and was his mentor and loved it but could never admit it. And this was kind of like the, all right, you're ready. It's time. You like this hospital needs you. And yeah, it's cathartic and heartbreaking and like, yeah, that I'm literally tearing up thinking about it, because like just after 8 seasons of that show, like just of their relationship, it's like the perfect end. And I really do hope John C. McGinley comes back and is in more episodes, because Dr. Cox will always be one of my favorite characters in all of television. But
I can't imagine them bringing Krista Miller in without bringing him back in too.
Right? Yeah, I would hope so. Do they end up back together at the end? Were they married again?
I don't remember. It's been so long.
I know. Because I know they've been divorced and remarried at least once on the show.
Yeah. Didn't she try to like hook up with JD at one point?
She did hook up with JD.
She did. Okay. I thought I remembered that.
But JD at the time didn't know who it was really. But yes, she did.
Right. She absolutely. Right. Nice.
And then, because that's also one of Brendan Fraser's best lines. Is when he goes up to meet JD for the first time. He's like, hey, you and I have something in common. We've both seen both my sisters naked.
Nice.
But yeah, that's fantastic. All right. Well, I think this is a formality at this point, but let's do it. We'll start with you, Steve. Scrubs revival, reboot, binge-worthy, why or why not?
I'm going to give it a yes. I'm going to give it a yes to just say like it's something. It feels like there's a lot of good plot points in the show that's different. Yeah. Him as the chief of medicine, that's always kind of a, like, I always kind of like that stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, the only thing I don't know is just the backstory.
But fair. Yes. And that is a reason to at least watch some of the old stuff to at least get it. So that's another thing for you to binge. There you go. It's it doubles the vote. Sean, same question.
Easy yes. Yeah. I mean, especially if it's going to be nine episodes.
Yeah, right.
I've already by the time we'd started recording this, I'd already seen all of the three that had come out. So I think I would be hard pressed to find a way to say no. and it's in the rotation of current shows that we've been watching. So, yeah, I think I'm kind of I can't argue against myself in any way.
Fair
it's
enough.
Also just, you know, I'm trying to think of what it is. I think a lot of it does have to do with nostalgia, but I think it's also just, it feels to me authentic without being like a parody of itself or,
yeah,
or like they're going through the motions. It feels like it's back in a way that it just feels like a continuation of the story naturally, as opposed to a forced effort or something that nobody wants to do or just something that's terribly written.
Yeah, I mean, even times when, you know, like everyone's involved and everyone's excited to do it, it doesn't always end up, you know, later seasons of Arrested Development. But like, you know, this does feel real. And yeah, it's definitely nostalgia, but like, and maybe this is more nostalgia and more like me being old talking, but like, you don't see shows like that much anymore. I mean, Bill Lawrence, yes, because Ted Lasso, he does Shrinking, which are incredible. But they all are
modernized. This is a different feel.
This is a different feel. It's something I haven't felt since that, when I watched Scrubs back then. You know? And
I'm trying to think of the last like traditional sitcom that I've watched. Like recently. I say recently meaning going back like maybe 10 years.
Damn, that's a good question.
Probably since How I Met Your Mother ended. I feel like I haven't watched like a regular like network TV sitcom.
I think the last one I honestly loved was The Good Place. I think I liked Michael Shore's shows. Like Office, Good Place, Parks and Rec, those kind of things. But barring that, like nothing.
Yeah. I didn't even watch that.
Fair enough. Well, I think you should watch Good Place and those shows because they're really good, but that's another story. That's for another podcast, literally. Anywho. All right. Well, that about wraps it up. Who has any final thoughts for me on this another great episode of Binge-worthy?
Steve, have you been taken hostage by your hostages?
I have a gun pointed at my head. The Baba Yaga has me.
That is how we will end it.
Mao, Didi Mao.
Have a wonderful week. Good night, everybody. All right, we are out. Awesome. Anything they want to talk about here? Oh, we had a couple things we want to talk about at the end of the show. Mm-hmm. We won't talk about the pit because we don't want to ruin it for Steve. Sean, what else? We were talking about this before Scrub started. Something mm-hmm. we wanted to talk about, and I cannot remember what it is. And I'm going to remember like an hour from now. It's going to bother me. I guess we'll have to save it for next week, unless you got something. All right, next week it is.
That was a whole long time ago.
I know, right?
Is there anything coming out on TV? Because we talked about movies. Is there anything coming out on TV coming up that seems interesting or good? Or
you want like a coming back brain off recommendation, or you want like I want to watch this?
All
like,
of the above.
Okay. I have two thoughts for you.
DTF?
Let me just pull. Yeah.
Oh, how is that?
I've only watched the first episode, but maybe there's only one out, but I really liked it. I mean,
is that the one with Mark Ruffalo?
No, that's the one with Jason Bateman and David Arbor. And
Oh yeah. I like that. We were watching it the other night. And I was like, this kind of feels like Chair Company, which is for me good.
Yeah, I love Chair Company too, but like,
yeah, I know.
I do have an unrecorded love for Jason Bateman, so like. It's even better, but yeah, I really enjoyed DTF.
Yeah, I also like don't know where that show's going.
Yep.
And that's always fun.
Yeah. Steve, what about you? What were you gonna say?
I'm trying to think if I'm looking at the right show. Well, we just started a like whodunit murder mystery show on Peacock.
Oh, okay.
Trying to remember who her name is. I haven't gotten to. I'll find that for next week.
All right. Yeah.
Is it like a scripted show or is it like reality or
scripted? What? Scripted.
Okay.
It looks really good. I've been doing that, and Monarch is out, season two.
Oh yeah. I gotta wait for Max to come back from break so we can finish season one.
I love it. It's really good. It's leading up to the new Kong Godzilla movie.
Oh, awesome.
So it's got a bunch of like really cool Easter eggs in it. They put a lot more production value into it. It's really step up the game.
Yeah, yeah. It looks it's getting to the not quite movie level, but it's getting there. It looks great.
And Long Bright River. If you guys haven't watched that, I'd recommend that. Sean, you and your girl might like that.
What is that?
Amanda Seyfried's in it. It's like she's like a Philadelphia police officer, and it investigates a series of murders that like it has to do with like her personal history, kind of like I don't want to spoil it, but watch the trailer.
Okay,
so you can give it a shot.
We found out that there's the second season of Jury Duty is coming out, I think later this month.
Didn't they do like a spin-off that it's like The Office, an office retreat one, or is that a separate show? Because I saw that trailer.
I'm not sure about that, but
it was like Jury Duty presents The Office the Getaway Office Getaway or something.
Mm.
I don't know. Oh, but there is season two.
Yeah, okay. I'm very hyped. That's the first show that I binged with Not So New Girl.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, yeah, I am super excited for that. Is James Marsden back or is it going to be someone else?
I don't know. But he's in a show I was going to ask you guys about because like we haven't watched it yet, but there's a show on, I think it's on Hulu, with him and Sterling K. Brown. He plays the president who gets killed, but it's like a mystery kind of, the trailer felt a little 24-ish almost, but Sterling K. Brown plays like a Secret Service agent or
cool.
Some type of, you know, private security, something along those lines. But that has season two coming out. So there's already a full season out.
Interesting. What are your thoughts on, have you guys heard of the Fall and Rise of Reggie Dinkins?
Nope.
It's TSA's new show. So it's basically Tracy Morgan as a football star who's trying to rehabilitate his image, like, by using a filmmaker paid by Daniel Radcliffe.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a comedy, and it's like, it stars him, Tracy Morgan, Daniel Radcliffe, and Bobby Moynihan. And okay. I know nothing right. about it, except it started this week and I saw a trailer and I'm like, I kind of want to see this and see what this is all about. I know nothing about it except like that, like from the trailer.
So cool. You just made me think of this. My Facebook reels are always very chaotic. I'm sure that's the story for most people, mm-hmm. but the one that keeps coming up that I'm seeing regularly is Black Jeopardy. From when Eddie Murphy came back to SNL.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He was playing Tracy Morgan.
Yep.
Next to Tracy Morgan.
Yep.
So good.
It was very funny. Oh man, I love Tracy Morgan. I know that like that car crash was hard on him, but man, he's so great.
I like how he's so true to his I want to say to himself, to the character of Tracy Morgan, perhaps. Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
Did you see the Eddie Murphy documentary?
No.
Came out like over around Christmas, I guess. It's phenomenal. It's on Netflix. You should watch it.
Okay. I like Netflix docs. So yeah. Is it just about his life or anything in particular?
It's about his life.
Okay. All right, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, what was your suggestion?
I was gonna watch the new Stephen King when it comes out.
Is it a movie or a TV show?
TV show on Apple TV.
Oh, really? Damn. Stephen King's getting a new show.
Yeah.
Which one? I'm looking at the new stuff on Apple TV.
Cape Fear, I think.
Oh.
Interesting.
They made that into a series?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'll watch that. Hell yeah. When does that come out?
I think in May, I want to say.
All right.
Let me see.
Would you like some hay?
Just may.
Or some curds and whey? What do you say?
Cape Fear comes out June 5th. Sorry, June 5th.
That's not bad. That's
harder to rhyme. It's not fair.
God. All right, you lovely people. Anyone else got anything they want to talk about? I don't want to cut anyone off. Anyone else
All right.
you want to talk about?
I was able to use this one in conversation yesterday, and I'm probably going to get an eye roll for repeating it, but you guys did not get to hear it.
Lay it on me.
What's the difference between an enzyme and a hormone?
I don't know. What is the difference between an enzyme and a hormone?
You can't hear an enzyme. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus. That's how we're going to... All right.
The mouse really wants to come out for that, but I'm not gonna allow it.
We'll wait for next week.